What's up, Gary? Gary, would you like to start it out today?
Thank you, Mike. I was hoping you'd ask. San Francisco greatly improved football team. What did you see?
Did you have that written down there?
Yeah. San Francisco, Mike, a greatly improved football team. What do you see as their greatest area of improvement, especially in recent years?
Well, you can see that, you take a look at their offense. You know, any time you run the football as well as they're running it, Gore getting well over 5 yards a carry, they're a very physical football team, and they've been doing that offense, defense, and special teams. Much improved over a year ago. Kind of dominated the game with Seattle. Beat them a couple times, so you know what they're capable of doing. He's a great running back. He's got great elusiveness, power, speed. He's everything you look for in a running back. Very talented.
What do you remember about Coach Noma from your days
in here? Oh, Mike and I go back a long time. Assistant coaches here used to run together, work out together, and obviously he's been in the league for a while, and he does a great job. He's been a great coach as a coordinator, assistant coach, and I know he'll do a great job at San Francisco just like he's doing. He's a guy that's in great shape. Always stays in great shape, and we've always been pretty competitive. And he's younger, which means he's really hard to keep up with. But he's a guy that takes care of himself.
Do you get the sense that your team is just having fun again out there on the field? You're winning well.
Yeah, I think any time that you have a setback like we did. You gotta step up as a team, and you gotta do it. Every man has to do it, and I think that's what we've done. We had some tough losses in there, and we knew our backs were against the wall. So, we've stepped up the last couple of games, and we all know it's for naught if you don't take care of business this weekend. No. If I didn't do it last year, you'd think I'd do it this year. No, he didn't practice. He's got a little soreness in the lower back, and should be all right. We'll just kind of wait and see.
What do you think makes Mike Bell so effective at the goal line? Is there something about his running style?
Well, I think he's got great leaping ability. He's got excellent power. He's one of those guys that, the 2-3 yard line or 4 yard line, he can catapult and get in the end zone 2 or 3 yards deep. So he's got some great explosiveness, and you could see that the first time he took the field. So he's got a nose for the goal line anytime he's inside the five. No, not at all. In fact, just the opposite. Champ was used to playing a lot of bump coverage, and anytime you can isolate a great defensive back on anybody, you feel like you can take a guy out of the game. But to get to the next level, a guy like Champ, has to be able to play off where he can, read the quarterback, read the steps of the wide receiver, and use his intelligence to go along with his ability. And that's one of the reasons he's been able to get the interceptions he's been able to get. If you isolated one-on-one on a wide receiver, he'd take that wide receiver out probably 98% of the time, but wouldn't be able to make plays on the ball. So, you evolve as a defensive back just like Champ has done, and he's done a great job picking it up and at least keeping an open mind to try something a little bit different. Well, it all depends on how much, people want to throw his way. Sooner or later, they're going to quit throwing his direction. I think he's got 8 balls thrown his direction this season. He's got 8 picks, so I wouldn't advise throwing over there. But, it's really amazing when you take a look at the percentage of balls that have been thrown his direction, how many balls he has come up with. And it's a credit to his preparation and obviously the type of athlete he is. Anything else? Okay, well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that kind of stuff. missed you guys for a couple of days. I know it's tough for you guys. I was going to call you in on Monday.
We all were down here, Mike. We were just sitting around waiting.
Oh, yeah, I bet you were.